Well, another week, another challenge, and we get to head to Miami this week. And I think, we expect a real tough challenge. Obviously, it's their home opener and their new renovated stadium. They're trying to, right in their ship, just as we are. So we know that they're going to give us everything they have. Obviously, there's just so many things that we're working through ourselves, but we feel good about the start of our preparation for the week. One thing I know about our team is that they're really resilient. The guys really work hard. I love our process. Win, lose, or draw, we turn the page and move on to the next one because we understand that that's life in the National Football League. All we can do is learn from our opportunity and our experience and then grow from it as well. Obviously, we got several injuries to talk about a little bit. Carl Nassib, he had a surgery today. And again, we'll get him back hopefully shortly. He won't play this week. I think we all understand that, and he'll be week to week as he go through it. I think the surgery was good, really good. Josh McCown, as you guys know, has a shoulder injury, and his status and when he returns, we'll keep checking on that. Obviously, he's not going to play this week as well. But hopefully that'll be something that we can keep evaluating. I think you guys all know Josh. If he could, he'd be out there. If the shoulder is just hanging by a thread, it's just kind of the way he is. So we'll keep working through that process with him. Paya has a elbow, but there's nothing there. And Danny Shelton has a knee sprain and Telfer a neck sprain. All those guys were able to practice today on a limited basis, and we expect him to improve through the week. And then Cam Irving was back in the building. It was good to see him. He was in our meetings today, big smile on his face, and that was good. I think that's any time a player has to leave by ambulance, you're always concerned about their safety first and foremost. And he was able to get through that. And again, that's a kudos to our medical team. They did a great job of making sure that he had the proper care immediately so that we could, get him back to where he needs to be. So that's great. So that's kind of the update on our football team as of right now. But I thought the guys today had the right mindset, the right attitude to go to work. To get better. We understand and recognize there's a lot of things that we need to do better as a football team, and we need to keep growing. But I think the good part about our team, our coaches, I think everybody involved, they understand the process that we're in, and I don't think anybody's flinching. I think we understand that we're an 1-2 football team, that we need to continue to get better, work through some things, regardless of who's playing and who's not playing. We have an expectation here, and that's not going to change regardless of who is playing. So I will never change that when it comes to our players, and I don't think our players would ever want me to. So we're going to always go out and expect to win, but we understand that every week we got to work that way to get better and keep chasing it, and that's what we're going to do.
As far as Cody's concerned, what was the emphasis with him today?
Go play our offense. Cody's been here ever since the spring. He's been here in OTAs and training camp. And, today, obviously, he took the majority of the reps. So I think he feels good about where he is. One thing I think we all know about Cody is that he's in this building from morning to night. Got to kick him out, and that's just the way he is. So he sees this as a tremendous opportunity for himself, and I think he wants to go represent himself and the organization, his teammates well. So he's preparing as hard as he can to get himself ready to play.
You talked today about he's had a lot of adversity, all this turmoil at SC and all that. How much do you think that kind of stuff prepares him for a moment like this?
I can't speak to that. I think that's for him to talk about. But I think there's a lot of lessons learned in a lot of different ways. And obviously, but we all know there's nothing like playing the game, And so he's going to get that opportunity this weekend. I'm looking forward to watching him play.
Bringing Charlie in, what do you envision as his role, and will he be ready to be the number two this week?
Well, again, he's a veteran quarterback who's played in this league that has done just what we're asking that guy to do, in case, God forbid, something were to happen, he's got to go in there and play. And we're going to try to get him up to speed as fast as we can. He's a veteran. He has veteran presence about him. He understands the role and the opportunity, and so I think he's trying to make the most of it as well. So here's a guy that has played in the National Football League and has been in the league for a lot of years and seen a lot of different defenses. So I think that gives everybody a calming thought process in case if something were to not happen right, that here's a guy that could go out there and play.
Did you know anything about him in your
Oh, yeah. I've I've competed against him several times. Obviously, he's San Diego and me being on the West Coast, and I've seen Charlie quite a bit.
How close are you
to
having Corey Coleman maybe try returning punts?
No, I think Corey Coleman's always ready to return punts. I mean, but he obviously has a huge value on our offensive team, so if we have somebody else that can shoulder that load a little bit, you know, again, there's a strategic part of sticking him back there, you know, to give him an opportunity. But at some point in time, he will be back to return punts.
Not only do you have to shuffle the quarterback situation, but you got to shuffle the guys in front of him now with Cam being down and put Greco in center and Bailey at right guard. What's your impression of that, what you saw today, and how good do you feel about that group up front going against what is a tough Miami?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, this is, again, as I said before, we're going to always face some tremendous players week in and week out. But, you know, the guys that we kept here are guys we think can help us win, you know. So Greco's no stranger to the National Football League and playing, you know, maybe not center all the time, but I think he's up to the challenge. And Alvin Bailey's played. So, I mean, these guys aren't our football team for a reason, and that's what they're here for. You know, it's next man up. These guys got a job to do, and we have a tough opponent, and we understand that. But that's what we have these guys here for, and that's what their opportunity is about. Yeah, go play. And go showcase your talent and ability.
Did you or will you give any thought whatsoever to starting Charlie in this game just because he's a veteran and
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't do that. No. That's a good question, but I don't think I'd do that. No. Well, I get to do that. It was early in the week, right? So I didn't have to play my hand that day, you know. No, Cody will start. Told Cody will start the game, and I'm not going to tell you where he may start, but he's going to start the game. But so then we'll go from there.
You obviously have to make some roster room.
Yes, sir.
New center. What is it about John Hughes that made him expendable?
Well, I mean, I think it's tough. You know, any of those decisions are hard. You know, they really are. And obviously, John's a veteran player, but that was one position where we had the luxury, you know, of more guys. And so, you know, in those situations, that's what it really kind of comes down to. It's no, nothing against John at all. Sometimes, you know, you just get caught in a number crunch. And as we, again, you know, have these injuries, it's unfortunate. You know, we had to get two guys and get them up here as fast as we can to help our football team so we have an opportunity to go play and win, you know, this weekend. So he just got caught in that situation. And, again, you know, you never know how that will unfold as we move forward. So, you know, obviously we all know John and think a lot of him, but at the same time, we got to do what we think is best for our team.
Was there any indication that you might get a massive back short-term rather than long-term?
We hope so. We hope so, yeah. I mean, there's you know, like I said, the surgery went great. And, you know, some guys, as you guys know, and ladies know, guys heal faster than others. You know, and Carl's one of those guys who, you know, going to do everything that he needs to do to get back out there as fast as he can. So we hope to have him back shortly. What that timetable is, there's no, you know, exact day or exact time, but we hope to get him back sooner rather than later.
What are your feelings on the fact that it took an arrest warrant? It got to the point where an arrest warrant was issued for Josh Gordon.
I think our organization made a statement on that, so I'm very comfortable with what was said.
You guys have talked about he was doing so well.
He still is doing well, in my opinion. I don't know all the, you know, inner workings of that, but I know here in this building, I can't, you know, tell you about everything that goes on outside this building, but I know in this building, in our meetings with me, with our coaches, with the players, he has been outstanding, and that's what I have to judge on. Now we'll find out about this other part and know a little bit more about it as we move forward, but I have nothing but great things to say about Josh. I hope not, you know, because I think, again, until I know more about it, you know, and again, I'm not the judge or jury on any of this, you know. What I'm do is support, and let's make sure we do the right thing, whatever that is pertaining to the situation. But hopefully this will be, you know, wrapped up sooner rather than later, too.
The league has done a lot to try to, you know, curb the dirty hits and what have you. Do you think are suspensions now maybe more warranted, or would they help rather than just fines?
Though when you mentioned dirty hit, I'm not following you.
There was that. You know, some of the hits that we've seen over the last couple of years, whether it's, you know, some of those hits on Cam Newton a couple of weeks ago, whatever the case may be,
yeah.
These guys get fined.
You guys want to try to get me in trouble, aren't you?
No. There has been some talk about, you know, targeting rule change to maybe be closer to what the college game does or injections. Do you think that would curb any of this?
I think I need to. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to leave that one alone. You know, I appreciate what you're saying, and I just think at the same time, we have rules in place, and I think our league is doing the best job that they can to curb it, and we're bringing it to the players' attention. And this is a tough sport. I think we all know that. I don't think guys are intentionally ever trying to hurt anybody. I think sometimes, you know, you get caught in awkward positions and things happen, you know. But this is a rough sport for rough people. You know, it's not easy. But I think the league is doing the best job that it can to help it be as safe and the best that it can be.
Going into his first front that he may overprepare?
No. I don't think you can ever be too prepared. I think you got to, you know, work up to through the game. I think that's part of playing quarterback in the National Football League. There is a time to exhale a little bit, and I think he'll take that. We got a plane flight down there. So after that, I hope that he's still thinking about what we got to get done. But, no, I don't think he'll overprepare. I think he'll do the best job that he can, and then it's our job as offensive coaches. It's our defensive football team, our whole team, is to help him be the best he can be. It's not just him. You know, it's the whole team. So we all have a part in this with him. He's got to go out and do his part, and everybody else got to do their part.
All the fans are kind of stuck on. They struggled in the preseason. Mostly didn't look great. Stuck on that.
You said you're stuck on that?
No, fans are.
Fans are. Okay. I respect that. I'm not worried about what our fans are stuck on. I'm not worried about that. We're going to find out on Sunday. I can't speak to what our fans are stuck on. I'm stuck on a lot of things, too. So, I mean, I'm not trying to sound arrogant in saying that, but I'm just saying, well, he's got to play. He got to play. You know, I can't tell you what's going to happen on Sunday. All I can tell you is we got a game on Sunday. He's going to go out there and play. So, I mean, the fans will be able to judge it then, you know, whether they feel good about it or bad about it. They are entitled to feel the way they want to feel, and I understand that. Play the game. Play the game. You know, play within yourself. Keep your poise. Run our offense the way we have coached you to run our offense. You don't have to do more than what you need to do. You're just a part of this, you know. And, obviously he's got to manage himself. I can't manage a man that way. He's got to manage himself. He's played at a high level, you know, in a big-time college program. And there's nothing like playing in a National Football League. So, for me not to understand that he'll be amped up and ready to go. But at the same time, I think he knows there's a bunch of other guys on the other side that are after him, you know. So that's just the life in the National Football League as a quarterback. So he'll be ready to go.
To what Q, we talked to you a lot about Corey Coleman, you know, is he pressing him, what's going on in the preseason? What did you like about, you know, him being able
to... 2 touchdowns, 5 catches, over 100 yards. Keep doing that for me, baby, and we're right on. You know.
And did you? I mean, obviously there's all that, and that was encouraging. Did you talk to him about the penalties? That
oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, it is. I mean, the guy that hits last is going to get seen. You know, we can't do that. You know, we can't hurt our football team. We talked about that with our whole team. We got to play intelligent football. You know, those things add up, and those are the things that help you lose games. So. Yeah, we brought that to his attention, and he's got to play within the rules of the game just like anybody else, and he's got to continue to play well. You know, there's another level for Corey Coleman, and I expect him to get there fast. That's what this is all about.
You got your own challenges every week, just creating a game plan for the normal opponent. Does having an untested quarterback invigorate you guys or stress you out more?
Well, I think I've slept a little bit the last several days. You know, but no, I mean, it does. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, because I don't know Cody as well as I know the other guys. You know, I know my time with him here, but I've never had to coach him in a game, a National Football League game, regular season game. So this will be the first opportunity for him. But, I mean, I'm not going to stress about it that way if we know we prepare right. You know, if our process is good, which I think it is, and I think the young man will do all the work that he needs to do to get himself ready to play. You know, does that just gives him opportunity to play well. That doesn't mean he will play well. It means it gives him opportunity to play well. His teammates, you know, and what we try to do with him will be the deciding factors in how well he plays. So, you know, I feel good about what we're doing. I think he had a great day today, and we just got to keep stringing those days together, and then let's go to Miami and see what we can get done.
Hey,
winning is the only thing he cares about. He said he'd cut off a finger if he needed to. You've been around him for a lot of years. Have you always seen that competitiveness inside of him?
No question. I mean, he's. I think our whole team's like that right now. We want to win. You know, that's all we talk about. We want to win. You know, I think you got to believe you can before you do. You know, and I think that's what we talk about. And hopefully we're not just all playing lip service to it. We got to do the things that it takes to win. And it's still early in the season. And we have a lot of work to do. But I think our players are understanding how hard it is, you know, to win and how fickle this game is. You know, it changes in a bat of an eye, you know. And then when momentum goes the other way, I learn how to get it back. And when you don't play well, you got to find a way to flip it. You know, that's just the way the National Football League is. And we understand that, and we got to find a way to do it for four quarters. You know, we've done it in spurts. And spurt teams don't normally win in a National Football League. It's teams that are consistent and do it over a period of time that becomes sustainable in winning games. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Thank you.